Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of KC Caffeine. My name is Jason. We have our co-host in the building. She is wearing a mask because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And
this stuff is real.
You know, I need y'all to put y'all damn masks on. Or don't. I don't care. If you want to die, it's none of my business. But as far as the way I look at it, everybody likes to breathe, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty fond of it.
You know, it's just a thing. Like
unassisted, you know.
It's one of those things where like you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, you have to. Like you can't.
Or you don't. Yeah, just don't breathe.
I mean, I'd be fine if there were less breathing people in the world, but you know.
Sure. But you don't get to pick who those.
I don't get to pick who those people are, and you know, like I've said, if I wear a mask and I'm wrong, then I look like a dumbass mm-hmm. in a mask. If you don't wear a mask and you're wrong, you could be in the hospital and or kill somebody. Mm-hmm. So the smart thing to do would be just to put the mask on in case.
That would be the smart thing.
But we're not talking about the pandemic today and dummies without that that's not wearing masks. Because that's a whole other conversation.
I've been talking about that enough over the past few weeks anyway. So
That's a lot.
I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
You know, it shouldn't be. You know,
because there was one request. They wanted everything to open back up. Okay, get everything open back up. Here is the trade-off. Put on a mask.
Listen, these are the people who don't know how to get to Reading Rainbow. So, it just is what it is.
It just not is what it is. We are grown-ass adults. Could we act like it for like 2.5 seconds? That would be fantastic. Because this is going to take for freaking ever.
We can't. We can't. We can't act like grown-ass adults.
I mean, historically, grown-ass adults are they're kind of dumb anyway.
Right.
Just in the big picture of it. So, yeah, we can't have
too high
hopes.
We act like I imagine grown-ass adults should be acting right now? Can we do that?
Never.
Collectively?
No.
Never.
No. No, but that's just
it'd be nice though. Yeah,
it would be amazing if we all acted like grown ass adults. But since
in my head, I really did figure out this. I figured this was going to be a simple thing. I really did. I don't understand how the hell we complicated this.
Well, we'll get there. We're not there yet. We'll get there. Also here in the building is someone that I've gotten to know the last couple of months who impressed me. And I thought I have to have him on the show. And so, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Why don't you introduce yourselves to the listeners?
Oh, I don't even know what I need to go through to introduce myself. I'm Mike. I don't really know what type of information you want me to give about myself.
I mean, you can tell whatever you want to tell.
There's a lot of stuff. I don't really know what the content's usually like.
It's all over the place.
All over the map. It's
all
whatever.
Over the place. I'm Mike. I met you at a panel on POC issues and LGBTQIA. Basically just equality discussions. So, yeah.
We had a dope discussion. I kind of felt bad because you know how I am. You know, if I got questions, I'm gonna say
ask.
Them.
Yeah.
It was great. It was fantastic.
And at one point, I was like, "I'm sorry."
Multiple points. You apologized numerous times in that. Well, I almost just had him pull up a chair and sit on the stage with us because. It was good.
All right.
Yeah, listen.
Well, you contributed.
It's trying to figure out, like, well, part of it was I saw, like, there were all of these, you know, these black people on the stage, and we had somebody that was moderating, and it was some of the, like, I felt like the questions from the audience weren't hitting the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, they weren't going there. It was all surface level questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, if we're going to have this discussion and, like, mm-hmm. and it means something, let's really have it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just jumped in. And
you made my job so much easier because I told her at the start, I was like, look, you have to understand, like, some people might get pissed off at this. The last one that I did, there were some people who were less than pleased with the responses that I gave. But I was like, suck it up. Get over it. Like, in the grand scheme of it, you have not had it that hard. You're just hearing some things that you don't like. Get over it. It's way worse on the other side of it, so...
Yeah. I had somebody yesterday tell me in one of the group chats that like they're like, oh, you've got such beautiful skin. Mm-hmm. You know, I love your skin. And I was like, you don't want to pay the price that comes with this skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For sure. You don't want to pay the price that comes with this.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, no, I don't. Like,
oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, way to keep it real. Like,
yeah. I can, like, get on board with that.
I don't. I was like, bet.
Thank you for the compliment. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go that deep. You could have just taken the compliment and rock. We got to work on that.
No. We don't. Like, we absolutely don't. Because
you can just take a compliment.
You can absolutely just take a compliment. But sometimes, if you connect the compliment to the work that needs to be done, like,
was that a situation that it needed to happen, though? Or did you just see an opportunity and took it?
Yeah. Seize the day, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, what? Seize the day.
All right.
All right, so I brought you guys here today. This is the first time in a long time that we've had an all-black panel, and I'm excited about it.
Nice.
Just because we, like, normally there's some, you know, sprinkling of Caucasians in here, and that's cool. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I welcome everybody to the show, but it's like, I feel like we can, like, really get into some shit today.
Okay.
One of the reasons that I thought that you, Mike, would be a great addition to the family is I feel like you complete a puzzle that kind of this podcast has always been. You know, you have both me and Blue who are, you know, both gay in interracial relationships. And then we have you now who is like the straight dude in the interracial relationship.
Yeah.
So it kind of is like that. Like, we got all the perspectives now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like you can bring something different to the table than what we bring. You know
cool.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like we got all the prisms. We're all the triangles.
I like it.
Sounds like a terrible gay bar from, like, Ohio. the triangles. Anyway, so today, the first thing I wanted to talk about, I don't know if y'all saw that, like, a meteor happened on Friday night or Thursday night, Friday morning, and Cardi B just, like, came out and said, hey, here is what I've been doing during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she released a song called WAP, or Wet Ass Pussy. Now, I personally heard the song at 7 o'clock in the morning and listened to it no less than 200 times.
I don't see how you didn't get everything you needed in the first two listenings, but okay.
Listen, I listened to it because there are so many gems that are dropped in this song.
The hidden gems of the like, Cardi B song.
The
yeah,
hidden
yeah.
gems. There are so many things that like are... I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Like, the metaphors, guys.
That was definitely one of the top three lines in the
yeah,
song.
Like,
yeah.
I was like...
the other two?
We'll get... They're coming. Cause she said, you know, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me show you how I got this ring. Which meant she's like, look, I don't do...
Any of that.
Mm-hmm. But what I do have is this wet-ass pussy.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming once wet ass pussy is said twice, I don't have to watch my language.
No, you don't have to watch your language.
All
at
good.
All
right, perfect.
Yeah, let the fucks fly, boo. It's all good.
Fantastic.
You will
want
to put a warning on this one.
I put a warning on all of them because I never know what the fuck is coming out of my mouth.
That's fair.
Like,
because we were trying there for a bit, trying to clean it up.
We tried to clean it up for a little bit, but I realized, you know what? I ain't ever been clean. Like,
that's fair.
This is raw and uncut. It is what it is. So,
and fine. Now we're talking about wet ass pussies.
And now we're talking about wet ass pussies. All
right.
So
all the gates are open.
Yeah. Speaking of, one of the other lines. Pause. All right, and so we're back. We had a short break. We were talking about WAP, or wet-ass pussies, or Shakespeare in lust is what I will call it.
Shakespeare
Shakespearean.
It is Shakespearean.
Wow. Yes. All right. That's a lofty description. I'm interested to see how you made that connection.
I'm going to need you to bring evidence to support the Shakespearean.
I want you to touch assessment. That little dangly thing that's right in the back of my throat.
That is not Shakespeare.
It's not. Also one of my favorite lines in the song. Listen,
that line killed me.
Yeah.
It took me to the ground. I was like, did she just say, touch the dangly thing that's right on the back of my throat? Mm-hmm. After making all the gag noises, I was like, Cardi, you are a gem. Like, you're a gem. You are, the world doesn't deserve you.
Wow. All right.
Because as a man of a certain persuasion myself, I too would like someone to touch that dangly thing that's right on the back of my throat.
Fair enough.
You know? That's my Rachel Dolezal. I too. Yeah.
She is on the sick and shut in list, never to return.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal? Rachel Dolezal has been banned from Metropolis. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, for sure.
We don't. She's also she that must not be named.
Right.
That's fair.
And then we had Megan that came in, and first of all, I think Megan's a better rapper than Cardi. I'll just say it.
Is it Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take it you disagree.
I don't feel like Megan has the history to really claim a rightful spot as one of the top ones right now. She's got a few hits.
Listen.
But if you put out one good album and that's it, you put out one good album.
Cardi's only put out one good album.
I don't know how much.
I don't know. Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 2 is pretty good, but it's a mixtape. But like, Megan's put out like two albums, I think, and she's working on her third. But like, Megan's also worked with, like, she did the Savage remix with Beyonce, which kills. Mind you, it kills because Beyonce.
Yeah. That was my least favorite part of that song.
Beyonce's?
Yeah.
Listen.
I'll shut myself out.
If you don't jump to put jeans on, you don't feel my pain. Don't argue with these lazy bitches. I just raised my price. Like,
I just felt like Beyonce didn't belong on that song.
Beyonce belongs everywhere the fuck she wants to. Like, Beyonce could be like, I'm going to do a Chex commercial. And I'm going to say, guess I'm going to go buy Chex.
Wow.
And I didn't think of myself as like a stan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as part of the Beehive.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time. But like,
Just because you wouldn't claim the title doesn't mean you weren't one.
True.
That's fair.
You know, I wouldn't claim it, but, you know, I'm here.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like you were trying to hide all that well either.
You're right, I wasn't.
No, not at all.
I was hiding that like I was hiding being gay in the 90s.
Right.
Fair enough.
But then let's talk about the video.
Okay.
Because I think that the song itself is mediocre. Like, mediocre.
Didn't you just say it was Shakespearean?
It is Shakespearean.
Like, right.
5 minutes ago?
What makes it Shakespearean is the video. Like, once you put the visuals.
Oh, okay.
You gotta put the visuals with the music. Okay. It's like, okay, now you have something special here.
Okay.
Still not Shakespearean, but you can keep trying that.
Listen, your definition of Shakespeare and my definition of Shakespeare are not the same.
They are so not the same.
I think it's already defined, isn't it?
I mean, it is kind of already defined, but here's the deal. Like, I often wonder if there are people, if like when Shakespeare was like coming out with plays, if people were like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever, if they were like...
You know there were haters.
It's all right.
Oh yeah, you gotta have haters, but I'm pretty sure he packed out the theater for every time.
So can Cardi B. I would go see Cardi.
Alright, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If when Cardi says, I want you to touch that little dangly thing right in the back of my throat, you know who else gonna say it with her? I am.
Alright. I'm good with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll let you have that. Your Shakespearean experience.
Let a bitch live. You know what I'm saying?
Live it up.
You live it up. It's just not Shakespearean. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It is a...
I cannot co-sign on this one.
In 2448, that will be...
Our Shakespeare. We gotta have something.
There's nothing left for... That means we are living in the world of Idiocracy at that point in time. If we elevate it that high.
We're already...
I mean, we're close as fuck. Yeah, it's... We're definitely on the right trajectory. We'll hit it.
It's
great. Yeah. That's just fantastic.
You might be on stage. Terry Crews could be ahead of your time and saying it's Shakespearean.
Listen, Terry Crews could be president.
Why? Don't speak that into existence. You already seen what happened. Don't be doing that. Listen, don't be playing.
I told y'all.
Don't be playing.
I told y'all this time last year that this fucked Terry Crews for life.
Right.
And my words have borne fruit. I just want y'all to know that.
So, do not say he could be president in 2048.
Look at the president we have.
We can't really... I don't want to say we can't get worse. Don't do it.
Don't you jinx us.
I'm just saying.
There are still people out there. I had somebody that showed up on my feed the other day. I'm going to clear out some of my friends. I just want you to know, I support this man 100%. I'm like, for real?
I like how you, like, developed a slight southern accent when you did that, too.
That's that North Kakalaki.
It's that disbelieving, like, I cannot believe.
That's that North Kakalaki coming out.
Yeah.
So, you get to the video. We tangent, too, by the way.
That's
too.
Cool. It's yeah, I'm good with that.
So, you get to the video, and, like, the first thing you see is the gates with the WAP. So, you already know, like, this video is going to be rich as fuck. Like, and then you go in and you see the fountain that's rotating with the two girls spitting. I want to say they spit out of their mouth or their pussy. I don't know which one they spit out of. I don't remember.
You watched the video 200 times.
I've watched the video 200 times. I'm sure it's their mouth. But they got the stance.
It's hard to focus on the statue because it's really shitty CG.
It is really shitty CGI, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. That fucked up the video for me at the start.
But, like, and then...
They recovered, but, yeah.
Then you go in and you see the gold statue with an ass. And I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but that ass is jiggling.
Oh, is it?
Like, not it actually jiggles.
Huh.
I was like, okay. Got the statue with the ass and it just like made a little bounce. I said, cool. Point one. Then you got the titties, the squirting water out the nipples. That's what it is. The fountain is squirting water out the nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
And the placement makes it look like it's coming out of their mouth.
No, they're just squirting water out the nipples. You'll see. We'll watch it again afterwards.
Okay.
You know, then you see them coming in with these, like, long kind of, like, they look like evening gown, thought wear dresses, fashion over finest. I'm here for it.
Okay.
I was like, okay, cool. You know, they're walking down this hallway, look like a fun house. And then, you know, you get the first scene. And it's them with the snakes. And it's like snakes crawling on them. And they're like in this pose where it looked like they're about to do some like Spider-Man tongue kissing type shit.
And what?
Yeah, like they're like head to head, like licking at stuff. And like it's a lot happening in a very little small amount of time. You know, and Cardi's talking her stuff. And, you know, we get into it. And then you get... to what I like to call the Willy Wonka Funhouse scene. And this is where the video really picks up for me. You know, because they got the dance break and I'm gonna learn that dance. I'm sorry. That dance is everything. And, you know, Cardi's got the green on and Megan's got the purple on and it's like all the dancers and they did a really good job of like social distancing the dancers and so like
not something that I paid attention to. I'll have to go back and look at.
You have to go attention like this. The dancers are social distance apart, and you know they're doing their thing, and you know then you get into like the second scene, where then you have what I like to call the low part of the video, because the music cuts off and you see this woman, child, really, walking through, you know, walking down the hallway, and you realize it's Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm. It should have been Carole Baskin.
It should have been Carole Baskin.
Uh-uh. Without doubt.
Uh-uh.
Listen, Carole Baskin's Faye Dunaway. You know, what the real gag would have been like had they did Lil Kim.
Oh God.
Walking down that and not been Lil Kim, I would throw my phone across the room. Because then it would have, like, it would have legit bridged the gap between, like, the new rappers. Now, mind you, like, someone like Nicki Minaj would have, like, died. She would have had a heart attack and died, and it's fine.
I mean, yeah, I'd be good with that. I'm not a fan of her. Not a fan either. Yeah, she's garbage.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you a Nicki Minaj fan?
I didn't realize we hated Nicki.
I don't hate her.
When did that happen?
Day one. There's like been three song Nicki songs that I've been like, I rock with that. Mm-hmm. The Itty Bitty Piggy, and that's because it's a mixtape track before she was famous. Mm-hmm. Her verse on Monster is iconic. Like, it's better than everybody else's, and I'm a Jay-Z fan.
Okay.
There was one more song. Oh, the song with her and Beyonce. Like, Feeling Myself. And that's because
she was with Beyonce.
Beyonce's on there.
Okay.
You know, and she switches her flow up 5 times. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, shows me that there's some
split personalities.
That's where it gets a little weird to me. Like, yeah. The Roman and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Is I can't. Every once in a while I hear a verse on, like, I think Nicki's better on features than she is on her own stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, why would you give everybody the gold, mm-hmm. and like leave yourself the garbage? But you know, congratulations on your pregnancy. It's fine. You do you. Go hang out with your convict husband. I don't care.
And stop doing music. Just do us all a favor and stop doing music.
Okay, listen.
I'm not asking for a lot. Don't try to get into acting. Just
live on what you have.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. Or Trina, if she brought Trina out, that would have been...
I could have got on board with that.
That would have been dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you brought Kylie Jenner. And like, looked like... I was like, is Kylie finna bust a hot 16?
I would have been interested too, seeing that.
I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I mean? Like, if Kylie came in there with 16 bars, I'd have been like, you know what? Maybe I don't hate it. But she just walked in the room.
I mean, I'm sure if she would have done that, it would have been garbage too. But
you know what? But at least
I could give credit there.
We'd have been like, rise and shine. Okay. Then we get to like what I think is my favorite outfit of the whole video, which was Cardi's leopard print titty out with the pasties and like the hair in the chain links. Mm-hmm. And that's when she said the greatest line ever to be uttered of all time. And that is, I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's right in the back of my throat.
You are so enamored with that line.
Because that line says so much. It tells you exactly what she's here for, what she's interested in, what she wants, and what she like.
Yeah, mentally that line took me directly to some key places in life. And, I like it. It had a little nostalgia factor.
Yeah, you were like,
oh yeah.
I get it. I understand. I see exactly where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. I feel you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so then you had that, and then you had Megan and in the white outfit, we're doing the full split with them fantastic ass cheeks.
Oh yeah.
Just like looking like two big sunshines. Mm-hmm. Just like, here we go. And then she got did the bend over. Like, I guess I don't remember any of, well, I do remember one Megan line, and it's because I had it wrong. Cause I thought she said, if you fuck men and ask whose is it, I'ma spell my name. When I ride the dick, I'm gonna spell my name. That is not what she said.
That is not what she said.
She said, if you fuck me and ask whose in it is it. But the way her accent sounds, it sounded like she said, if you fuck men. And I was like, how very progressive of you, man. Like, thank you for giving the bi dudes a pass. And then I realized that's not what you said.
Were you disappointed?
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, because that goes into like a larger conversation about like, you know, women's ideas of men. Like, women, it's okay for women to be bisexual, but it's not okay for men to be bisexual. If men are bisexual, they're automatically gay.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, if she had said that, I was like, okay, you know, I see it for you. But actually, if you fuck me and ask whose is it, makes more sense than if you fuck men.
But, I mean, but, I don't know. This is a pretty strong flex. You
good. Listen, it would have been, I'm so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been satisfied with that, yeah.
Yeah, either one would have worked. I think headcanon is going to be if you fuck men and ask who is it, because it just makes me feel better.
Okay. That's cool, yeah.
But she does that little, like, cat bounce and, like, the ass. I said goals right there. Like, that's goals.
That's a goal. Huh?
Yeah. And then you get to the last scene with them in the wet, like, in the leather with the wet, and it has my second favorite line. And the line that has ruined one of my favorite foods for me.
This is my first favorite line, I think.
The macaroni in the pot, that's some wet ass pussy.
This is a good line.
I said, I'm never going to be able to eat macaroni and cheese again. Because every time I hear that noise, I'm going to be like, macaroni in the pot.
You get a whole Shakespearean experience when you eat macaroni now, though.
I do. I guess.
Don't co-sign on that. Don't do it.
Don't care. Listen. So those are my thoughts on the video. Quick, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I love the video. I couldn't dislike it.
You're like, there's absolutely no reason for me to dislike it. What about for you?
I'm still stuck on the fact that you told me that was the clean version of the song.
That is the clean version of the song.
And that the dirty version doesn't have a video. I'm trying to figure out what exactly was clean about that video.
Well,
the dirty one's coming out on Pornhub next month. Probably. So, and I will watch it repeatedly.
Listen, there are some strategically placed pasties that will not be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that... For me, and part of the reason why I wanted to talk about it today, not just to give you a blow-by-blow of the video, literally, but to talk about kind of some of the backlash.
People are upset.
Upset. Mad.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
There are folks that are like, this is setting the women's movement back 100 years.
Get the fuck out of here. That's dumb.
Sex sells, and when it is what it is with our...
Here's the thing. I don't know Cardi B personally, but from what I have gathered from the interviews I've seen her do and just random comments she makes, Cardi B loves to fuck. That's it. I felt like that was a genuine song from her heart. I'm okay with that.
Both of them both had
not
multiple...
from
her heart and her vagina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were in sync and making this song. And, like, for me, I feel like there have been plenty of songs about, like, with men talking about their dick game. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, they can do this or they can do that. And they can, you know, make the pussy squirt and all of that other shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't assign the same moral compass to them. But, like, and it's this idea that, like, men want women to be, you know, freaky in the bed. But a lady, you know, we don't talk about it. And it's like...
Yeah, fuck that.
This is a woman that's like, that women are allowed to own their fucking sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're allowed to be like, I like the fuck, and I don't give a shit what you think about it and how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for people to go so far as, like I said, like the woman that was like, you know, as a Christian, somebody posted, as a Christian.
I'm done right there. I don't even give a fuck what you have to say at that point.
It's like, you know, they shouldn't be exploiting their bodies. And somebody tweeted back to this person who tweeted that, the Lord gave me this ass to shake, and I'm going to shake it in the name of Jesus. And I said, that's facts, though.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the arguments coming in as to the kind of role model they are. But this video is probably not the first time that they've been shaking their ass, they've been talking about sexual stuff, so you already know what kind of person what you're looking at, and what the kids are going to be looking at. So if you really have that big a problem,
here's the deal.
Trolls.
Stop allowing, like, celebrities should not be role models.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your role model, you know who my role model is? My daddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that don't come until much, much later in life. When you can, evaluate better.
And maybe you should not allow your child to... If you have a problem with something that someone who is a celebrity does, It is your job to protect your child from that. It is not the job of that celebrity to protect your child from that content. They are artists. It is their job to create the art in which they want to create. You have the ability as a parent to say, this is not something that I want my child to see. Or this is something that I want that I'm okay with my child seeing, but we need to have a discussion about it. Mm-hmm. You know, because part of the reason why I think we have such a Puritan view on sex and sexuality is that we don't talk to our children about sex.
Which
we
is don't kind have of silly real since it's been around for freaking ever, and we know sex causes babies.
Somebody so had maybe, sex. That's how you got here.
Mm-hmm. You might want to tell your kids where they come from. Or have a friend do it if you were uncomfortable doing it.
No, get comfortable with it. You were comfortable enough to have the damn baby.
Like, hey, as long as the kid gets knowledge and it's accurate.
If you are really comfortable enough to lay down and let that thing wiggle up in you, then you should be comfortable enough to have a conversation with your child about sex, about consent, about all of those things. You know what I mean? Like, you should be able. That I'm not saying we're there yet.
There are no classes that they give to parents to go. This is well, they are probably more now than
they're called sex education.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to kill that.
Well, you know.
How dare you talk to my? Well, somebody's got to talk to your child about it. Otherwise, we got pregnancies and we got STDs flying around. So somebody's got to say something.
As someone who's not a parent, I can't. I can only go in hypotheticals,
right?
Because I don't have no babies running around. But I would like to think that if I were to have a child, would I want my kid to see this video? Probably not. But we would have a conversation.
Their friends are going to show them stuff.
Right, because they're going to see it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
so at least combat it with some information.
This is, you know, these are women who are owning their bodies, mm-hmm. who are feeling, you know, this is the way that they're expressing their feelings. And, you know, If it was a male child, I would be like, you know, it is okay to look, you know, not necessarily okay to touch at this point. Make sure you get consent, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. If it was my female child, I would be like, you know, when you get to a certain age, how you feel like you want to express yourself mm-hmm. is up to you.
For sure, yeah.
You know, when you can maturely understand what that means, you know, how you may be looked at from other people and you decide to make that decision, cool. Go ahead.
Problem is, you're going to have that conversation a lot younger than you think you have to have it.
I'm having that conversation from the jump. So, like,
from birth?
Not from, I mean.
two days in the home. All right. I got to tell you some things.
Right, like, but
get ready. Real life lessons.
But, I mean, it's a balance because you want your kid to be a kid for as long as possible before the bubble gets burst. You know?
I want my kid to be.
But you also want them to be prepared for the stuff that. So it's a balance.
I would want my kid to stay a kid as long as possible and also understand that just because this is the way that we raise, that you are raised in this home. Doesn't mean that other people aren't raising their children differently. And things that you can get away with here, you can't get away with out there. Mm-hmm. And things that you get away with out there, you can't get away with in here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Having that sense of self. Because I feel like part of us as black children, you know, and I kind of know how you grew up because we've had those conversations, you know, and I'm learning stuff about you. But like, my parents didn't have, like, there was a level of, like, we didn't have those kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. It was, you do what I tell you to do because I told you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, you get out in the world and people are like, whoa. Like, I was afraid to do a bunch of stuff as an adult because I was like, my mama could still whoop my ass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
To this day. I know that.
Phyllis will still come busting in this door. And she lives in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And she will still bust up in this door with a chancla and go to town if she feels like she needs to.
All right.
But, you know, we prepare our children for going out into the white world and navigating that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like we prepare our children for, like, what to do when it comes to sex and drugs. what to do when it comes to, you know, bullying and the shit that, like, sticks. Mm-hmm. You know, because...
Well, the problem with bullying is we don't really have great effective tools. It's usually... They have to, you know, bring a certain level of harm to you.
But
like, I think, physical harm, before they can do anything. So now this kid's just terrorizing you in the
best way to combat... For me, in my opinion, the best way to combat bullying is knowledge of self. You know what I mean? The reason
and
that bullying...
the ability to actually fight.
Well, yeah, not even that. Well, yeah. There's that too, yeah. If you,
I had
something else one time.
Yeah, I had a buddy who, he brought his kid over to our place, and I hear my kid just start screaming. And we call her into the living room, and she's got a red mark on her head and a red mark on her arm. My buddy's daughter comes out, and she's holding a little toy broom and dustpan. She's like, oh, I accidentally hit her. Bitch, you didn't accidentally hit her. Yeah. This, you hit her in two different spots. This is clearly intentional. So I told my kid, I was like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. All right, just go sit down, relax. We're going to have a long conversation about what you do next time that happens. And my buddy was like, yeah, somebody needs to knock my kid the fuck out. She's lost her mind.
And
the second that they left,
the
second they left, I was like, so when somebody tries to hurt you, you punch them in their fucking mouth. You don't stop until they leave you alone. Beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole approach.
Now, can you actually take her out back and let her practice?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I spent the next 2 weeks with her teaching her how to throw an effective punch. And next time that girl came along and fucked off, well, guess who got hit?
Guess who got hit?
And you heard just a crack, loud crack through the apartment.
Bet you won't do it again.
That's
he was like, proud father.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is like
I wish more guys did that with their daughters. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's a natural reaction for men to want to teach their young men to fight. I don't understand why it never occurs to them to teach their daughters to do the same.
Yeah.
As they're kind of more vulnerable, and they should know how to throw a punch or two, at least to give themselves
for
a chance
sure.
to escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I think part of it is that we want to teach girls to be soft and stay soft.
Fuck that.
No,
I want my daughter to
that's
be
vulnerable.
Fucking vicious. I want her to be feared. That's it.
I
want her bullying the kids
the
on the schoolyard. But I want her. I want people to know, like
that's
the, oh, yeah,
don't
fuck
don't
with
that's
her.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
She ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yep.
No, but I think when I say what I mean,
I want that whole situation like Jason Statham when he went to go get his daughter from the school.
Oh yeah, I just watched that clip the other day.
Oh, it was amazing.
I don't even know what movie that's from, but I need to
I don't
watch
know.
It.
I've just seen the movie clips, but you know. Somebody, and there's a bully, and Jason Statham's her dad, so...
He's an assassin.
His kid knows how to whoop people's ass. She gave warnings. Warnings were not heeded. She whooped that kid's ass.
Well, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta
called
do.
Into the principal's office.
But the reason I say knowledge of self is because when I know who I am inside, ain't shit you can say that's gonna hurt me. You can call me all kinds of names. Fuck you and everybody live in your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I'm not as worried about the verbal stuff, but
it's not,
you know, the
verbal
second somebody even shows the intent of her,
yeah, physical harm is a whole different thing.
Yeah,
physical harm, knock that bitch out. Like,
yeah,
you know, my mom used to be like, I don't care, like, don't put your hands on nobody first.
Yeah.
Don't start no fights.
Yeah,
but finish them.
Right,
you know, which is cool. Like, that's kind of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what they don't tell us is know who you are and know what you're, because when you know who you are and you're like, okay, I know that, like, I'm good at this, I got this, you know, I'm pretty, I'm cute, I'm, you know, all of these things. All that shit that other people tell you doesn't register, because you've been telling yourself that same tape.
Yeah.
You know, but when you don't have that tape, you allow somebody else to tell you, and that's when, because, like, the physical scars, like, that shit'll fade. And you're like, I whooped that bitch's ass, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's that mental shit that really... That's when I think you start to see kind of problems down the road.
That's fair, yeah.
And so that's kind of, like, if I were to... That's what I mean, like, making sure that my kids know, like, yeah, these are things that you're going to see out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do them if you don't want to do them. But if you want to do them...
For sure.
For sure, go do what you got to, like, go. Just make sure that you're safe and, you know... You're having fucking fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so nice. I'm going old school. don't do it under my house. Don't do it under my roof. So if you want to live by yourself, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have the conversation. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. But if you living with me and I'm paying bills and I'm putting clothes on your back and I'm putting food on the table, don't let me see you do it.
No, nah, because they're doing it anyway. And I would much rather know what you're getting into than not know.
But there's a level. There's stuff that I would do in front of my mother, and there's stuff I will not.
I don't want you to do it in the house while I'm in the house.
That's what I'm getting at. There are people out here videotaping the kids doing all this stuff that I'm like, they are.
Ain't no doing. Listen, you're not. Uh-huh. Listen.
Ain't no way.
Only person fucking in this house is me. You know what I'm saying? But
so you agree with me.
But, you know, but if I'm not home.
Like, there's a stand, there's a level and a standard that when you're home, like, this is what I expect. But if you ever really need my help and you out there in the streets, call me. I'll come get you. Yes, I'm gonna be mad. But
I didn't
even
mad. Was it good?
No, we ain't having that conversation for many, many moons.
Was it good? Because listen, I'm not little Shaniqua and or little Taekwon ain't gonna be having no bad sex out here. I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
I mean, they will at some point in time.
Right.
They will at some point.
It's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, look, you don't have to settle for less.
You can say that, but sometimes you don't know until, I mean, you got to learn that stuff.
I mean, I'm not really going to teach my children how to have sex. Let's keep it real. Like, this is why I'm not having children. But let's close off the WAP conversation, because that was longer than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, like, quick. So, in political news, Joe Biden decided he was going to drop the bomb on us yesterday, or 2 days ago, and Kamala Harris is his running mate. I'm surprised at how much I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
Not that I don't care about him picking a black woman for his running mate, because cool, great, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred Stacey Abrams or Susan Rice, mm-hmm. Or my personal favorite, if he had chosen Maxine Waters.
Oh.
That would have been a great choice. Cause
that wouldn't have worked out.
That
wouldn't have worked out very well.
Yeah,
but
the White House would have exploded.
Yeah.
But like, in my mind, Auntie Maxine as the vice president,
that
sounds like the idea that I want in my head. Like,
yeah.
After that, this bullshit
amazing
that we did 4 years of Trump and Pence,
mm-hmm.
Biden and Waters would have been exactly what we needed in our life. You know what
yeah
I mean? Let's just
all the things.
Let's just change the whole direction of the ship.
Yeah.
Did
you feel like he was pandering a little bit?
A little bit.
I feel like after he made his, well, you're not really black if you don't vote for me comment.
He
immediately after that,
immediately
I was like,
make up for that.
I feel like you're pandering here. You're going for the black vote and trying to recover.
It was a little pandering.
That was pretty much what they were expecting anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been in the news for weeks that this is what he needs to do in order to try to
solidify the black vote, which he needed.
If he would have been running against anybody other than Trump, I would have been out on Biden at that point.
Yeah.
Don't make comments like that. That was fucking dumb.
Oh, everybody's out.
And you did it on the Breakfast Club. Like, you did it on the Breakfast Club because you knew that Charlamagne and Envy and Angela were not going to push you on that.
Yeah.
Charlamagne didn't push him on that?
Why are people doing this stuff on the
Breakfast
Club? Hillary Clinton went on there and they were like, what's one thing you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nobody
would never put hot sauce on anything. I refuse to believe.
You ain't put hot sauce on a damn thing. You don't put hot sauce on hot sauce, boo. What are you trying to fool? Yes,
where
she said she's
originally
Arkansas.
Maybe.
Nah.
Maybe.
Mm-mm.
It's a maybe.
I
don't think she's carrying her bag all the time.
She's from rich Arkansas, I'm pretty sure.
I said, if she didn't Rachel Dolezal all us, I too put hot sauce on
my
bag.
Yeah.
Like,
the
I'm
name
not
that shall not be spoken.
Oh, God. Fucking hot sauce. You could have said almost anything else.
You could have said, you know what? I would have given her props.
I think they're trying too hard.
If she had said Lowry seasoning salt, I might have been like, now, the fact that she said Lowry seasoning salt,
mm-hmm.
man, like, no, she really do have that shit in her bag.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Hot sauce just sounded
hot sauce
fucking insulting. Yeah.
It sounded like, okay,
she
I heard Beyonce say it.
She in there
it
for Bill.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said I heard Beyonce say it, and so that's what the black folks do. I'm gonna keep hot sauce in my bag too.
I know they try too damn hard. You just stop like, it. Just
I wish I could have like been on that radio show. I'd have been like, pull it out now. Pull it out. Let's see.
I want to see this hot sauce you got.
And if you don't have hot sauce, get the fuck out. And stop wasting my time.
And you better not pull out no damn Texas Pete either, because that shit ain't hot sauce. If it's not Louisiana, I ain't fucking with you. No. Here's the thing, like, I was. If I my dream ticket, mm-hmm. who I was, I really wanted it to be Cory Booker.
Yes,
I think Cory Booker would have been amazing. When if not Cory Booker, if I really wanted to go full on to the crazy, Marianne Williamson had some great ideas. She was actually the first person to bring up reparations, which I went okay.
Yes.
Let's see where you're going to go with this, Marianne.
She's not going to win the second she says that, though.
No, she wasn't going to win. But, like, she's the first person who brought it up.
Until she was elected and then pull out. Boom.
Yeah, you got to bait and switch people. That's it.
Yeah, mind you, like, Marianne Williamson was the self-help guru. I was like, she would have aligned the country's chakras. Like, it would have been, we'd have all had, like, a healing circle. Mm-hmm. We all got sent like little crystals in the mail from the President Williamson. It would have been amazing. I feel like it would have been a nice.
It would have been too much.
Would have been too much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like she wouldn't have won. Let's keep it 100
for sure.
She never made it.
Oh, you know we got at least two more terms of Trump, right?
Don't fucking play games with me.
At least two more terms.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna shake some things up and be like,
this two term limit thing is not gonna fly.
Yeah.
I'm here indefinitely.
Yeah,
that's the world we live in.
And remove you.
here's the groundwork.
We couldn't before because it wasn't really motivated, but now you're supposed to be gone.
Here's the groundwork that he's laying. and I obviously started doing this last year, and I thought, and I was like, this man is an evil genius and also stupid. He has been saying that since he has had so many issues and problems with the Democrats on his first term,
mm-hmm.
that he should get a do-over.
Oh, in that case, we want to bring Obama back.
It's coming.
Because he had 8 years of that bullshit.
Listen, I've been single as a country for the last 4 years. I don't know what to tell y'all. I've been trying to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever y'all's president is doing don't got shit to do with me.
Yeah.
I had somebody get mad at me
trying to when cut I said the president. Corporate tax again from 21% to 15%, but that's supposed to help little people. I'm like,
when I call
capital gains. So how does that help anybody who doesn't have any money in the stock market or doesn't own a business?
People get mad at me when I say y'all's president, because then they're like, he's all of our president, and I'm like,
okay.
Oops, stop. No, don't
change it. So we're back.
Oh, shut up. Sorry, guys. I was like, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
So, I don't, and nobody I know voted for him.
Yeah.
Somehow his ass showed up in office, and the popular vote says that Hillary Clinton won. Mm-hmm. So since we can't have the popular person, you're not finna just put this one on me. So as far as I'm concerned, he's y'all's president.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mine.
I feel like it was a pretty good indicator of the country we live in. As if we didn't already know.
We knew.
But, yeah, it was like, well, I've been talking about this for a while now. Do you believe me now? Here it is.
This is it.
Oh, no, it's not like that.
Okay.
There were plenty of good people on both sides.
What both sides?
Are you going to call them on again? No?
Yep. Oh, okay. No. Not that one?
Oh, you mean shithole countries? You going to call them on that? You were calling him on that?
Nope.
John Lewis, he said that he didn't know John Lewis. His criticism was that John Lewis didn't come to his inauguration or his State of the Union. We going to call him on that?
Mm-hmm.
We going to call him on that?
No.
I will
say one really good thing about Trump is that he has lowered that bar. So whenever I become president, I can say whatever the fuck I want to say. Nobody can say shit. Oh, you're not allowed to say this.
Who's not allowed to say this?
What? Do you remember Trump?
You're just going to have a little tape and repeat. Yeah. Oh, I can't say this? Are you sure about that?
I'm going to have a binder with me, and when I get called out at a press conference, oh, that's not very presidential. Let's look at this date right here. Let me read a direct quote for you.
And a tweet.
Here you go.
Here's a tweet.
I've, I've got this PowerPoint presentation of all these tweets that he had as well. Here you go.
For crying out loud,
enjoy the next 6 hours.
What was it? A 2-page ad or article in the Washington Post about all of the lies.
The lies he said.
Oh, yeah.
He literally opened up the paper and that's all it was.
See, like, I got a free pass to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Listen, dude, listen. Here's the deal. I've already said that if I ever become, if this country ever goes so far as so far from the fact as to elect me president, the first thing I'm doing is putting my dick on the table.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean,
the whole White House cleared out for the next 3 days. I'm fucking everywhere. That's it.
First thing I'm doing is putting we're making the White House porn.
Oh, yes.
It's happening. Like, it's going up on Pornhub. No. Whitehouse.gov/porn.
No.
And I'm fucking
smart
everywhere.
Run your full 2 terms, record everything, and then release it in just like a 6-series video.
Listen. Listen, no. The White House no. Chronicles.
No.
I'm here for it. No. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. All
right. If you're going to do it the way you suggested.
I mean, listen. Yeah. Pay-per-view. Taking them down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm fucking everything in the building. If you come in here, you come in the building. That's the first thing that's we're doing. We fucking, I don't know what to tell you.
Hell no.
Every I'm coming other in
the
country.
Building, and what we are not doing is that.
No. See, you're going to be the vice president. So.
Every other country that starts talking shit, all right, give me a flight over there. Fucking his wife.
That's it. That's it.
Release the video. There we go.
There we go.
That's it. No need to go to war.
Are you kidding me?
Hit him where it hurts.
Are you kidding me? You don't think that's not going to cause a war?
This is probably going
to
get
this is why you're supposed to listen to your advisors.
I'll fly out of the country.
Right.
Yeah, now you got to take her with you. Now you got a harem.
I don't see the problem.
Those other countries shouldn't have been talking so much shit. And then I wouldn't have had to have done anything.
Listen, next time, look.
They made me do it. I actually resent them for forcing me into this situation.
Oh, no. We not going in this direction whatsoever. We're trying to get back.
So what you won't do.
From the crazy. We're not going forward into it.
So we're
going
to take a quick break, and then I'm going to get on to more of my thoughts. So we are back, guys, and I just want you to know that when we left, Mike was fucking all the other leaders' wives because they pissed him off.
And somehow now, this is not going to lead to more war.
Wait, okay. Now, during the break, you have to be morally bankrupt to be president.
In politics.
In politics.
Yeah.
And I feel like this man has my vote.
Yeah.
Just is what it is. Like, I feel
I
like
get the job
you
done.
Know what you're getting.
As not for 2020, yo.
Not for 2020.
Don't be screwing around.
Listen, play around. We ain't there yet.
You can do a write-in vote in 2024.
Yeah.
Nope, 2028.
2028.
We're going to let this ride out the way this is going
to
go.
Yeah, because they're going to need the first 4 years to fix all the crap that's broken.
Right. Then, look, then we can really break some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know good and goddamn well. I'm getting assassinated month one. That's it. Listen, I'm done.
They're not finna let us ride.
Somebody who's, you know, ballsy enough to say, well, the way I'm going to fix war is to go screw the leader's wife if they screw at me.
Listen, here's the deal.
I hope you have better security than that.
Listen.
I mean, I'm going to have solid security, but it'll probably be somebody on my security detail that takes
me
out.
There's Barack Black, and then there's Black Black. We talking Black Black right now. This is some thoroughbred Negroidian shit right here. I'm fucking everything, and I'm killing, and I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm gonna say what the fuck I got to say, and what you could just be mad. Mm-hmm. So here's why I don't care about the Kamala thing. I didn't give a shit about Kamala. I was excited that she was running, and then I was like, she's cop. Okay.
What is this whole she's a cop thing?
She was a federal prosecutor.
That is not a police officer. Not a police officer.
Go ahead and educate the children.
Like, not Shakespeare.
Hey, you don't have to bring that bullshit back. We knew I was fucking
around. I was making the full circle.
We knew I was fucking around. It's more like Walt Whitman. It's not Shakespeare.
You won't do Walt like that either.
Yeah, well, Charles Dickens in this motherfucker. Literally.
Wasn't long enough for Charles Dickens.
Yes, it was. It hit the back of the throat. I'm like, cool. You know, I do think it was a little pandering. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he had a choice. And I think that at this point, you know, it doesn't I don't care who his running mate is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he could have been like, this block of cheese is my running mate. And I would have been like, well, go Munster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Cool.
Fair enough. Think that's going to count against him, having a black woman his running mate? Yeah.
Oh, they're absolutely going to become absolute fools.
Yeah. Well, because I'm already hearing people say that, like, they're not excited or they're not energized or they're not, you know, they can't in good conscience vote for...
This is why we fucked around last time.
Let me get my PSA out. Because here it comes. All right? This is a public service announcement for all of you who don't feel energized, who aren't inspired, who can't in good conscience vote for the Biden ticket because of Kamala Harris or whatever reason that you have. I don't give a fuck how you feel. If you want excitement, ride a roller coaster. If you want to be inspired, read a book. If you can't in good conscience vote for either party, change your conscience. This is not time to fuck around. You get out there and you put your name on the ballot and you check off that Biden vote, because we cannot do 4 more years of this madness. Period. Point blank. End of story. Like, here's the thing about conservatives. Conservatives can hate the dog shit out of their candidate. Mm-hmm. And they will still vote for that person. We feel like we have to be inspired and have some sort of emotional response to the candidate. Fuck all of that. If you want to feel something, then you feel something in your local elections. You feel something in you feel something in the people who the day-to-day dealings in your life make a difference. The president doesn't deal with you in your day-to-day leanings, but he can sure fuck some shit up.
4 years.
So.
We got 8 to 12 more years.
Shut up. Jesus.
I'm very pessimistic.
Don't worry. I am too. Like, I don't. This is why I'm like, just fucking do it. Like, we don't have the luxury of, like, sitting out anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's, people, my vote doesn't count. Vote anyway.
It does count.
Vote anyway.
You get to count for Biden and Harris.
I get why people feel like that, though. We saw what happened with the last popular vote.
Yeah. I get it. Believe me, I get it. I understand.
If y'all don't get us off this damn crazy train.
I remember all of 2016, me and Blue would have these conversations, and I was like, there is no way that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Mm-hmm.
I said that so many times.
There is no way that Donald Trump is going to be president.
You thought it was a joke, right?
Yeah.
A publicity stunt. He's got a new business he's opening up or a reality show.
I knew that the American people are smarter than this. There's no way that this shit...
Don't screw around and write in Kanye either.
Look. Now listen. This is for my white friends. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. We left Kanye in 2016.
Y'all leave him there.
Do not bring him back.
There was a point in time where Kanye seemed like the least crazy person that they were talking about, though. I mean, which sucks. Because Kanye is batshit. That's...
Listen, I don't make fun of nobody's mental illness, because God knows we all have our own. But at the end of the day, when that man, when he put that red hat on and said slavery was a choice.
Done.
That was when I said, you know, I had to go back and find all my Kanye albums and delete them off. Because I was like, it is sad. Listen, because College Dropout.
Bye.
College Dropout. Was a classic. Look,
he wasn't crazy at this point. He was crazy at this point.
Can we this, have George?
Something happened in between when he lost his mom.
His mom died, yeah.
He lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah, when he lost his mom, I will stand by that. Mm-hmm. Him, Lou, he has not gotten over that death.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, he said some craziness about Harriet Tubman, too. Yeah, leave him where he at.
Leave him
what
where
did he say about Harriet? I saw that pretty recently. What the fuck did he say?
Oh, gosh, what was it?
Also, as another note, this is also for my Caucasian brethren, especially on the right. Do not, from henceforth, what's today? From August 13th, 2020, from now to forevermore, do not send or post for the four black conservatives that you can name.
Stop
and
that.
Say oh,
please stop
that. That there are people that agree with you. Because we've given Candace Owens up a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know who them twins are.
Oh, I fucking hate those guys. They're terrible. Yeah.
I don't know who they are. They used to do like fitness videos. And I was like, okay, cool. I just thought they were gay twins. And then I was like, oh no, they're not gay and they're also terrible. And Burlap and Cubic Zirconia, we ain't never fucked with them. So don't bring them over here. Like, we don't, you can't use
y'all can't
them.
Y'all can't bring somebody real. Bye. Nobody takes them seriously.
And understand this. Understand this. We know that both sides is shitty. Like, we recognize that. Mm-hmm. But we have to figure out which one is the least shitty. And we have a good friend that says, don't matter what, like, it's a little bit of shit, make the whole cookie shitty. But if it's eat shitty cookies or die,
What are you gonna do? You gonna eat the shitty cookie?
I'm gonna take a nibble of the shitty cookie. Like,
okay, all right.
I got to do what I
got
to do. I
didn't know you left me hanging there. Oh,
I'm gonna take a little nibble.
Like, this is a lot of suspense here.
You know what I'm saying? I would rather there be a little bit of shit in the cookie than the cookie just made of shit
and shaped like a cookie. Yeah,
yeah, like.
You ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, it's on my Netflix queue, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's funny. It's they have an episode where they're talking about politics, and somebody's like, if you want to change things, just go vote. The guy's like, vote? Who am I supposed to vote for? The Democrat that's going to blast me in the ass or the Republican that's going to blast me in the ass? All politics is just one big ass blasting. You know what?
That's
kind of like that, yeah.
It is. It's like we recognize, like those of us who pay attention to politics recognize that there are no good choices. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they're like, well, vote for a third party candidate. Here's the deal. Like, voting for a third-party candidate, I'm not going to say it's throwing away your vote.
But at least...
But it's throwing away your vote.
It's throwing away your vote. Because we're not... There's not a huge enough consensus to make that third-party candidate viable.
Viable.
So quit playing around. Get him out. We'll deal with the rest later.
Third-party candidates is how we got Donald Trump. Do you want a Trump? Because that's how you get a Trump.
Good plan.
He did say that he wanted to do federal legalization before he actually won. I would like him to do that, like recreational federal legalization. Just
let
do
me tell you,
before you get out, just do that. That's all I want from you. And I'll be able to say, you know what? It wasn't all bad.
Well, it's funny,
like,
because
99% bad.
But
there is that one little sliver.
That .01.
Now I can walk down the street and smoke and not have to worry about getting drug off to jail. Okay, cool.
I've had some conversations with people who have been like, well, you know, he's done more for the black community, you know, with the HBCUs and the First Step Act and all of that stuff. And I was like, all of that stuff is great and wonderful and cool. It should have been done before now, but, you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. I said, but what that is pandering. And then when they were like, well, you know, why does it matter if it's pandering, if it does good for black people? Because if you give black people a quarter, but you're giving everybody else a dollar,
mm-hmm.
you still only giving black people a quarter. We're still not getting what we should. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not going to say that Democrats are much better, because in a lot of ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up. But at least I know what I'm getting when it comes to Democrats.
Kind of. I mean, I think another prerequisite to being in politics is you have to fuck black people over. That's really, that's it. historically as a country, that tends to be the theme, and it's well, an ongoing theme.
But that goes into the whole, we can't get unified behind anything, because if we could get a unified bloc, we probably have a different story to be telling, but we're all doing this, that, and the other, and nothing's in the
I mean, they've right tried right unified blocs before, but they blew them up, so...
Ooh, well, I mean, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yes, like, there were those, but it needs to be tried again.
Here's the, and the other thing is you have to understand that black people are not a monolith. You know what I mean? Like, you have Hotepery going on, and, you know, I don't fuck with Hoteps.
Well, we're
going to
have to fuck with Hoteps.
No, the fuck we don't. We will never. And I mean never.
You know what?
Never fuck with Hoteps.
Yes. Yes, we will.
You can fuck with the Hoteps all day long. You know why? But the Hoteps don't want me to exist.
They don't want me either. But guess
no,
what?
No, the Hoteps are fine with you existing. Because that girl...
Well, they can't be fine with me existing if they aren't fine with you existing.
Oh, that's a whole
other... Because I'm not okay.
That's a whole other conversation. That is a conversation where that goes into the being gay is fine if you're a female.
I know.
That's the thing. And yeah,
that is a battle that we definitely will
have
to cross.
So it's fuck Hoteps all day long.
Remember how your analogy about the conservatives, they can hate the dog shit out of that person, but they'll still vote? This is the kind of situation we in. This is where we got to get on page.
I'm not, listen, now if you can find me a candidate that the Hoteps can get behind and I can get behind, cool. But don't bring me no Hotep-ass candidate. I just won't do it.
I didn't say it had to be a Hotep-ass candidate. What then I listen, said
we can vote as a bloc. We can vote as a bloc, but you can't bring me...
We need to get some unity in some certain areas because we need that power structure to push through the things that we've been begging for freaking years.
The bare minimum of... The
and we got to look at each other at some point and go, you know what? I get this. I understand that you are not cool with this. But are you cool with this? I'm cool with this. Let's go do this. And we go home.
Cool. And I'm cool with that. That's all I'm talking about. As long as the thing we're not cool with is my right to exist.
I'm totally not okay with that. You're...
Whoa.
Wait. That's not what I meant. I was like, wait, that's
not co-host for 5 years. Huh? Stop. I like it.
No, wait.
The truth is coming
out. So welcome to the new co-host of this show.
That came out all wrong. That was totally my bad. I am against them not being okay with your existence. That is where I was going with that.
I felt like that's where you were going, but that's not
trying, what you, that's not
what you said. And what
I knew what you meant, but I was thrilled that you said it that way.
What you said and what you meant were not the same things. No,
I was wrong, y'all. Yeah,
that's what it comes to. I feel like as black people, when we get past that point, you know what I mean? The idea that, you know, LGBT or LBT exists because they love lesbians. You know, they're not a Hotep love more than to see two girls going at it. Cause they think they're gonna get into it.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works. But you know what? Do you?
Don't let porn fuck your life up. Whether I'm getting involved or not. I'm
know. Listen, you ain't got no Hotep. You ain't gonna listen now. But I let a secret Hotep in the building. Are you gonna talk about the feminization of black men? Like black men ain't been feminized. Like all the people. Like everybody ain't been. We are people. We exist. Bitches.
Been around for a while now, so let's just get on with
it. Listen, we are going to act like the Osley brothers didn't have that dag on. The Osley brothers, they had that full on tied shirt up with them high waisted pants looking like somebody's sister. I mean, don't play games with me. I won't stand for it. You ain't going to have Parliament fucking Delegate out here in a full thigh high boots and a long trench coat. Looking like somebody auntie. And you gonna tell me they've been feminizing black men. If you don't shut the whole fuck up.
I know. But my point is, we're always gonna have these little bitty big disagreements in some places. But there are some things that we just gonna have to set to the side for the bigger things. Let's get these bigger things out of the way. We can always end fight about this bullshit later. But we gotta start getting smarter about this stuff.
We have to start with what I feel like are the non-negotiables. Women are women can own their sexuality and be who they are. LGBT individuals exist, and mind your fucking business. If those two things, if you can agree on those two things,
they don't even have to agree with me. We can disagree about that all you want.
But I feel like this is brought it back full circle to the initial conversation about grown people acting like grown people.
Thank you.
And that's just an unrealistic expectation because people are fucking idiots. If you think you're going to get large groups of people to focus on one thing and, hey, let's address
it
now.
The conservatives do it?
Yeah.
How can they do it?
They backbite and bitch between each other.
But when it comes time to the rubber hit the road,
they do what the fuck they got to do.
To get done what they need to get done. And we need a little more of that.
Because we got to feel something. I got to feel something. I got to feel inspired. I feel inspired
that we need to get our shit together.
you want inspiration, Carla Bard. I don't know what to tell you.
That's fair. I like what you did there. I see that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just got to do what we got to do. Like, it shouldn't be. When you look at the population as a whole, if we look at the population of the United States, the population leans liberal, but our politics lean conservative because liberals have to feel something before they go do something. Conservatives are like,
this is what you do.
This is what you do. I voted all my life. I'm going to vote for this fuck-ass individual over here. Cool. But can y'all vote for the same, can your fuck-ass individual over here? Like, it's the reason why, you know, people are like, oh, Democrat cities are terrible, blah, blah, blah. The reason that Democratic cities are the way that they are is because they're population centers. People are terrible.
That's legit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like small towns are Republican because nobody fucking lives in them. All that's in them is you, me, you, your mama, and your cousin, too. That's it. And on that note, because now I'm fired up, let's do one last thing. Each one of us is going to go around the table because I got to calm down and breathe. What's something good that happened to you this week?
There's crickets for a reason.
Something good had to happen. You got to bed like you woke up on this side of the grave. Shit. Fuck. Like...
I put a new set of brakes on my brother's car.
Right. That's something good that happened to your brother. What happened to you?
That I actually did it, and it was a completed project, and it works.
Okay, well.
The wet-ass pussy music video.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Yeah. That was something good that happened to all of us.
So. We can say it collectively that happened. Something good that happened for the culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you're trying to start fights again because you know all the behind this video.
I went to a nice party last weekend. That was a good time. Yeah, I think it was last weekend.
It was. That was actually going to be mine too.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's no, because yeah. So I mean, yeah, we went to a good ass party, had a good conversation, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
I saw some things I've never seen before. We won't discuss them.
Wasn't it?
There were a couple of things. I don't know if you were. Were you there for? The finale?
It was fantastic. Okay. I loved it.
Yeah. I was like...
questions.
We're not even going to like... because we don't tell... The thing about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. But, so since you took that one, I will say... a good thing that happened to me this week was... We got all that them damn bottles of Dr. Pepper cream soda.
I can see that. I was like, what the heck?
That shit is delicious. The problem is if I drink it, I have to drink it at like noon.
Otherwise, you'd be up all night.
It's like my stomach is like, hey, guess what we finna do? Fuck you up all day.
You mix it with a lot of rum. And then you're just knocked out and you don't realize what your stomach's doing. You'll shit the bed in your sleep, but I mean, other than that.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Listen, first of all, I don't ever want to shit to bed in nothing. Right. Like, I like for...
I don't want to be awake. I don't want to be asleep when that happens.
I can't even poop in public. Like, so the idea of shitting the bed somewhere...
Just do it when it's only you. That's fine. It's private. No. And you're unconscious. It's all good.
Because you got to wake up and clean it up. Hell no.
And I don't want to do that. That's why I like flushing the turtle.
It would be like, just who move. The hell is in it?
Just move.
Oh, hell, it was just me.
Pack up some clothes and
Mike, 2024.
Jason, what did you move for? Well...
I drank
too much one night and shit to bed, and I wouldn't clean that shit up, so like I had to leave. Like it was done.
It was my only option.
The cops show up for a welfare check.
Like, look, and I saw a spider. And
that I believe you actually would leave.
I would move. Like quick last minute story, just as a fun Jason and Blue story. Because you've never heard this before. There was at one point there was a spider that was at the front of the door, and I had a week-long battle with this spider because it was in front of my house. And, like, first thing I did is I sprayed some Windex.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't get it to move. Then I took some scrubbing bubbles. That I didn't get it to move.
So all the things that were not made to address spiders.
the spider issue. But, okay. Like,
right. You know they make things specifically for that, right?
I didn't have any on hand.
Oh, okay.
And the problem was, I went to open the door, and it was like, "Hi, I'm right here,
mm-hmm.
all up in your shit."
Okay.
And it was like, it was the first thing I could grab. I think I took like Pledge. That spider was shiny as fuck,
yeah.
But it was still right there. Finally, I called Blue and was like, "Will you please come get this spider?" She was like, "You right here, you can."
I came and got the spider.
And then there was a time that I had that I got trapped in my house by bees.
Wow.
Because I was going to work and I went to open the door and there was a bee flying in front. And so I shut the door and I was like, locked it. I said, "It's all good, I just go out the back." I went to the back door, opened the door, and I contend that bee knew what the fuck I was doing and flew
Over the house,
wow. And came back there, and I opened the door, and the bee was right there, and I said,
"Man, Jerry Seinfeld's voice," and he started talking to you.
I came back up, went to the front door. It was like an hour.
Wow.
Finally, I was like, "Blue, will you please come get this bee from around
this
here?"
This is why you're the co-host.
I don't know how the hell I became the exterminator.
Listen, we have.
I don't want this job no more.
Blue's like, "You know, I don't like spiders too, right?" I said, I don't like them more than you do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because you'll deal with them. I won't.
I dealt with that. I grabbed the broom and you called me late too.
It was 1 o'clock. It had to have been like
11 or 12.
11 or 12. But I was like, "Come get this spider."
Mm-hmm.
Because I was out front.
Yeah.
Like, I was coming home from something, and it was, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I couldn't get the door open. And I was like, "Somebody's going to have to come get this."
Yeah.
I think Paul was out of town. I was like, "Somebody's going to have to come get this spider." Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going nowhere near that door.
All right.
Like, not doing it. And she was like, "Hello?" You know, that's real sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Can you come to take care of this spider?"
What?
"Can you come take care of the spider?" And I think Sarah Lynn was up because Sarah Lynn was like, "Go get the spider, Blue. He needs you to go get the spider."
Now you're causing a disturbance in the forest in my house, so now the spider must die.
She knows.
So if I call him and have him call you because I got a spider in my house, can you come take care of it?
Don't do it.
Okay. You live too far away.
We're like 45 minutes away. No. So.
The only reason this works is because Blue is
across the street. If he was 45 minutes away, he'd get a whole different answer.
If you don't take care of that goddamn spider, I don't know.
Be like, click. I don't know who it was.
All right, guys. That was enough for KC Caffeine this week. We will be back soon. In the meantime, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KC_caffeine. It's just KC Caffeine. Either way, you'll find it. I don't remember. Instagram at Casey_caffeine. If you feel so inclined and would like to give your dollars to make this show come out more often, you can give us to us at the Patreon at patreon.com/caseycaffeine. We've got some merch stuff coming soon. I know I've been saying that for a year, but it's actually coming now. When I talk to Mike about it.
And that's how you get your heads up.
Yep.
No, we talked about it before.
Okay.
We have the Discord group if you guys want to come and talk back with us. That is, it's on the Casey Caffeine Facebook page. Blue, if the people want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
At all of those locations.
Mike, we haven't really done a proper interview, so we'll save that for next time.
Sounds good.
But in the time, but for the time being, if the people want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
They cannot, if I've done my job correctly. Yep.
There we go. All right. So, guys, that's another episode of Casey Caffeine. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to stay woke and vote Biden-Harris.
Thank you. Thank you in advance.
And I mean it this time. I mean it.